and welcome to OK Got It, the Vitaris podcast. Each episode, we take one of your burning questions on messaging and communications trends, topics, and best practices, and answer them in conversation with one of our guests. And what a guest we have for you today. Today, we are joined by none other than Kim Dongmun. Kim is a brand strategy expert who leads brands on the precise path to the number one position. Her book, Your Messaging Sucks, Become the Brand Your Customers Love, offers a groundbreaking approach to messaging and positioning. She led brand and digital strategy for two agencies, served as the first marketing executive for six technology firms, and was responsible for transformative customer experience that led to significant growth. Kim is an award-winning marketing lecturer at Boston University and a consulting global CMO for Vitaris. Kim, how are you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's great to see you. Great to have you. I'm just going to lead us right into the conversation. So a big burning topic for this episode of OK Got It is Medicare and Medicaid. So for months now, healthcare professionals and the industry as a whole has heard rumblings of reimbursement requirement changes, prior authorization process changes, rising costs and premiums, and I'm sure a wealth of other things. So Vitaris conducted a survey in partnership with ResearchScape of over 100 healthcare individual professionals and executives over hospital networks, physician networks, insurance payers and providers, clinics, and what have you. That leads me into my first question for you, Kim. Why did Vitaris decide to conduct this survey now? What questions in the industry and in the space were not being answered, or what still needed to be figured out?
So it's a great question. So as somebody who is a customer-centered person and also a professor, I really want to know if I have the evidence to understand what it is that my customers are really going through. And, you know, for me, I knew that Medicare and Medicaid were really dramatically impacting healthcare systems. And I was really curious about how our customers and other people that we really care about, how this Medicare, Medicaid regulation was going to impact them. So part of the reason was that Vitaris is, you know, intimately involved with how secure messages and how critical workflows are inside an organization. And what we became pretty curious about is, how were our customers and other people that are in the ecosystem, how this is going to impact them? So we have heard from many of our customers that what's happening right now is that they are running on very tight margins. And now we're going to add a huge stressor to that system. And that means that all the parties that are in that system, patients, doctors, hospitals, clinicians, labs, pharmacies, you know, caregivers, you know, rehab centers, all that entire system was going to have to brace for some sort of impact. And we became very curious about how that was going to impact that system and where we could potentially be of service to our customers.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems like mounting pressures when it comes to these Medicare, Medicaid changes might look differently depending on who you're asking. So another question I wanted to ask is, what do these pressures look like for the day-to-day? I mean, we hear about cuts to reimbursement, of course, and that's a scary thing, but what does it look for the day-to-day workers in these hospitals and these clinics and insurance offices?
So one of the most interesting things was that we found that most organizations understand that they're going to be impacted by this. And they were concerned about where that impact was. And although they have not had the impact yet, they are making some predictions about where they believe that, where they're going to be able to see that impact. And what was really pretty fascinating is that most of the respondents, actually close to 70% of them, believed that the impact was going to affect inpatient operations, outpatient services, and also the revenue cycle. So when we look at the deeper meaning of that, we are talking about CIOs, you know, CISOs, managers of major departments. Their biggest concern is that this is going to impact patients, and they're going to impact all sorts of patients, but also the revenue cycle. So this, again, from a patient care, patient experience point of view, there's going to be a huge impact. And also from an operational and revenue cash flow point of view, it's going to be a big impact. And there's still some concern about who's going to pay for that. And one of the fascinating things that we saw in our survey is that we believe that patients are going to pay for this disruption. We also saw that hospitals and clinics are going to pay for this disruption. And we did not see a significant input in terms of maybe the insurance providers paying for that. So the sort of waterfall effect is happening that, you know, the Medicare, Medicaid changes are impacting the patients and the hospitals. And more dramatically, that means that it is impacting patient care.
Got it. No, yeah, definitely makes total sense. Were there any parts of the survey applicants that maybe surprised you, or did it seem like a lot of the respondents and answers were pretty much in line with the expected response to something like this?
Well, there were some pretty fascinating tidbits that when you look a little bit deeper into the analysis, what was really interesting is, and I think we all know this still coming out of COVID, is that we have a significant exhausted and burnt out healthcare group of people. And part of that is that there are inefficiencies in how clinicians and support staff can manage the patient care. And this, you know, in addition to all of the other things that have been happening, these changes are coming into a group of people who are already suffering. When we look at the support staff, the physicians, the nurses, the advocates, you know, the caseworkers, these folks are really struggling at the front line. And what they're struggling with is the ability to send and receive documents efficiently. So the results of our survey showed that 55% of our staff were significantly burnt out. And part of that burnout was that when they are trying to send and receive documents, there is inefficiency in that system. There are interruptions. There are resubmissions because either there was an interruption in the communication or not all of the documents went through. And what was really fascinating is that we saw that that inefficiency ends up creating additional work for these people that equals 5 to 10 hours a week. And this is on just, you know, again, these resubmissions and these inefficiencies. And what's concerning is if we think about the Medicare, Medicaid changes that are happening, right? And the fact that some rules may change or systems or processes may change, that means that we take our staff, our burnt out staff, and our failures in some of these secure message transfers, and those two things become escalated, and we end up having a more difficult situation where we add more pressure. And that, of course, leads to an additional pressure on the patient care, right? Patients are not necessarily going to get the care that they need, and they're not necessarily going to get the treatments they need, and they're not going to get them in a timely manner. And, you know, one of the fascinating things was, I think we are seeing that, you know, 67% were concerned about upcoming changes affecting the margins, but that number could go higher, all depending on what those changes really are.
Yeah, absolutely. So staff burnout, delayed treatments for patients, delayed investments in technology. There's a lot of cascading negative effects that these changes could bring on. And it's a lot of scary things to think about. So my next and final question for you is, for CIOs listening to this episode right now, what do you want them to do? What's the first step? What do you think they should do?
It's a great question. So again, some of the questions that we were asking is, what are CIOs, CISOs looking at? And one of the really interesting things we saw was that 67% of the respondents expect to implement a secure messaging document exchange improvement in the next 12 months. And I think that they are recognizing that they need to do things like investing in IDP. They need to invest in digital fax, cloud fax migration, because a significant percentage, almost 37%, were looking at just modernizing their current digital fax system, and also looking at ways that they could implement any kind of efficient data extraction system that would eliminate or at least greatly reduce a lot of the resubmissions and redundancies in order to take the pressure off of the staff who are working in inefficient systems. So the good news was that out of this, we are seeing that when systems like healthcare are under a lot of pressure, it forces an investment in technology improvements because the stakes are too high and the system can no longer withstand any more impact. So change has to happen. So very similar to when we had COVID, where suddenly we had a huge surge for cloud fax. Now that we are having these changes to Medicare and Medicaid, we can see that there will be a huge surge towards modernization. And I think that that is the big message we have to send out to folks.
Got it. Makes total sense. It seems like even though reimbursement cuts are coming or there might be a loss of revenue, there's a dedication and a verification of importance to the technology investment, right? You have to increase efficiency, not only for the cost, but also for staff burnout, like you mentioned, and for delayed patient costs and things like that. So, okay, got it. Well, Kim, I just want to thank you so much for your time and thank you for joining us on this episode of our podcast. Our full breakdown of the report is coming soon. So if you'd like to see the full report and get all the insights into the survey and all of our questions that we answered, please subscribe to our newsletter so that you can be notified the second it's released. Outside of that, you also won't miss an episode of OK Got It if you subscribe to the newsletter. Also, we have our YouTube channel you can subscribe to, and you can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you have any burning questions that you would like answered on OK Got It, you can reach out to us on podcast@retoris.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. And Kim, one more time, thanks again. Until next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.